Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life, ministries, come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, bringing teachings and insights about health according to the scriptures. There is far more to health than knowing what to eat and how to eat food. Health, when understood from a scriptural perspective, involves the physical and the spiritual aspects combined for a healthy lifestyle. Welcome to the show with your host and health watchman, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, it's Paul Neeson, your health watchman, and it is Monday night. The only thing good about a Monday, the Raw Life Health Show and Torah Life Ministries, is Paul Neeson here to take your calls. You can give me a call if you have any questions or comments. The number to call in is 405-293-3270. 405-293-3270. The lines are open. I'm taking your calls tonight, answering your questions about health, or any other questions you might have. Just give me a call, and we can discuss them. And we had a little trouble getting up last week's show, but you can listen to a replay of all the shows. We finally did get it up. If you have a question about last week's show or any show, go to the website, Raw Life Health Show or Torah Life Ministries, and you can go and check them out. We have so many great things happening here. And like always, last week, towards the end of the hour, we got so many calls. And call in right now, 405-392, or actually, 405-293-3270. That's better. That's more like it. Here we go. Okay, we got our first call on the line. This is Paul Neeson, your health watch on the air.
Yeah, hi, Paul. It's Diane. I'm actually from the Cleveland area. I've called in quite a while back, but I'm in Florida right now. But I've got three questions for you.
Okay, well, great. Diane has three questions, but before you have your questions, even though you're in Florida, you're from Cleveland, so I want to congratulate you on the Cleveland Browns making the Super Bowl, Diane.
What's that, Paul?
That was a joke some people will get, and some people have no idea what I'm talking about, but did you get the joke?
Well, you know what? The phone kind of phased out, so I missed what you said.
Okay. anyway, I said I want to congratulate you on the Cleveland Browns making the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay, I got that.
Okay, very good, very good. All right, Diane, your questions for Paul Neeson, Health Watchman. Thank you so much for calling in, by the way. And what are your questions?
Okay, the most important one, first one, I have a dear friend, neighbor, young woman who's about 20. And she was apparently born with this brittle bone disease, and for me for about a week. And I was wondering if you know much about this. She's broken many bones over the years, and she just recently had two rods placed in both of her hips, which is very challenging. And it's more of a collagen disease, apparently. But if you can comment on that.
Well, I didn't hear the name. What did you say she was diagnosed with?
It's called brittle bone disease.
Okay, brittle bone disease. And, you know, I was over in Europe years ago, and they told me, they asked me if I went to a farm. And I said, no, I've never went to a farm while I was here on my trip. Why? And they said, because there's something called hand and mouth disease or hand and foot disease. You see, the names are getting simplified. They have so many diseases out there. They've just run out of these complicated names. So now they come straight out with it. Brittle bone disease, hand and foot disease, hand and mouth disease. No disease is good, and I'm making light of a sad situation. But the body was designed to work a certain way and work properly a certain way. Anytime we suffer from any illness, any disease, it doesn't necessarily mean we've done something wrong. I mean, something could have been done to us accidentally or purposely or whatever. But we have to look for the cure. The cure is first to eliminate what caused the problem, is to find out what the problem is. I don't know specifically about your friend who's suffering from this exactly, her lifestyle and all the other variables, what could have contributed to this, or her diet or anything else. It would be very hard for me to make suggestions for her. What I can suggest is she be very skeptical about following the doctor's protocol. I can't tell her not to. I'm not an official doctor, and I can't tell her not to, but there are places set up around the United States and even the world that, like Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida, or the Coifman Center in Atlanta, that can help her cleanse and rebuild her body. And, you know, some people say there are some diseases that are incurable. Well, I believe there's no disease that's incurable. There's only incurable people. People's lack of faith or lack of knowledge will keep them from getting a cure. But if the body created an issue, it can overcome it. So I think she needs to get to one of these places and do a full evaluation of her lifestyle, her diet, and everything else. And then from there, she could start looking to turning around the answer. You see, at this radio show, Diane, I'm not the person that just gives a quick answer and say, this is the way it is for everyone. Everyone does this and they'll get better. But, you know, there are some illnesses or some diseases that might have common causes that I might be able to relate. This might be what it is. But with the little information you've given me, and I don't want you to give me all the information on her at this moment, I do consultations, and I could also refer you to a lot of places and people that do. But I definitely think, you know, the doctors don't have an answer for this, but there are people who have overcome this through natural methods.
Well, that's encouraging, and I agree with you that you know, lifestyle change means everything. Okay, thank you for that. I got a couple other questions. These are kind of smaller questions, but and I've been doing, you know, natural foods for so many years, whole foods and all that, but this is a silly question, I feel, but I'm going to ask you because you probably know. You know, when you have the avocados, and especially in Cleveland, they usually have these dark spots or bruises or bumps, or they start to turn or get these veiny dark lines. Is any of that okay to eat, or what would you suggest?
It's not necessarily bad to eat. See, all food has different stages. There's a ripening stage, a freshness stage, and a rotting stage. So once things start to rot, they're no longer good. But most people eat things unripe to begin with. So, you know, it depends. If it has a black spot, I mean, I'll eat it with no problem. But if most of the avocado is black and only has some fresh-looking spots, I won't eat it. So it's not that bad if it just has a black spot. But if it's mostly black, then you want to reconsider it. And you want to look up online on Google the different types of varieties of avocados as well. Some avocados you could actually eat the skin, while others you can't. You know, so it's all fruit. You know, you do a little bit of research. So I would, to a degree, eat it, but to agree, I wouldn't. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And then the last question is, I understand that you take a probiotic in the morning. Now, I was to understand that I was taking a probiotic on occasion in the evening before bed, you know, long after having eaten. Now, what would you say about that?
Well, I think taking a probiotic before, during, and after the day is fine and wonderful. I think it's ideally best on an empty stomach. But I think, you know, some people that take it in the evening, it can affect with their sleep. You know, some people, it just keeps them awake. I do take probiotic in the evening sometimes, but I prefer to take the stronger ones in the morning.
Okay, very good. Well, wow, thanks, and I'm just thrilled to get to talk to you tonight. And
well, you're
really
the first caller tonight, and thank you for calling in, and please call in every Monday and let us know how you're doing and give us an update. And if your friend wants more information, she can email my website, and I could let her know people that either have the clinics around or do consultations. But I'm sure if she went to a place like Hippocrates Health Institute, they'd be able to help her out. I can't say she'll be cured immediately, but I know they'd be able to help her and definitely improve her condition tremendously.
Sounds great. Thanks, Paul. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for calling, Diane, and welcome to the sunny Florida and getting away from Cleveland. You're going to miss the Browns in the Super Bowl, but not being in Cleveland, but you'll see them on TV, I'm sure. All right, everybody, okay. It's Paul Neeson, your health watchman. We had a great call to start off the show tonight. I know we had two other calls that called in while we were – it might have been one call. Now, if I'm on the line and you call in, we will call you back. So the number 205-293-3270. We have two calls to call back. Our wonderful producer at MessianicGlamRadio.com is Mark, and he's helping us out at the phones tonight, and he makes all this possible. So we have to pray for his health and his strength, and also for, you know, for the blessings to him for letting us have this show. So we're going to call one caller back right now since nobody's calling in. We'll just dial him up right here on the phone. And if you're listening right now, no, you didn't win money, but pick up your phone. We're calling you to answer your question.
Hi.
Hi, this is Raw Life, the health show. We're calling you back. You had called. This is Paul Neeson. Who's calling?
Hi, Paul. It's Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman, Alicia. Let everybody know where you're calling from.
I am calling from Florida as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. We got two calls from Florida. Wonderful. How are you doing tonight, okay?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Shalom. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited tonight. I don't know. I just feel great tonight. I feel better than normally. I don't know why. Maybe because I was just dancing around and playing around with my daughter, and we just had a great time. And so
awesome.
What's your question? Yeah, what's your question tonight?
I have a few as well, but my main concern is I'm very big on detoxing and fasting biblically, and my questions are, first off, coffee. There are a lot of concerns about coffee. I prefer when I'm fasting not to completely cut out coffee on certain fasts, but this particular one, I went to and I'm just concerned about coffee. So could you just talk about
sure.
a little bit
well,
about
first
what
I
you
have a
think
question.
About coffee?
You said, yeah, first I have a question. You said that you fast, but you fast with coffee sometimes? I don't understand that one. Tell me that again.
I didn't hear you. Something was
you said you go on a, you said you sometimes fast, but you don't give up coffee during the fast?
I have several different types of fasting that I do. Sometimes it's all water. Sometimes it's just juice.
And sometimes it's
I'll
a coffee fast.
What's that?
Sometimes it's a coffee fast?
No, I never do just a coffee fast.
I know. I'm just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
When I do a juice fast, I won't necessarily cut out the one or two cups of coffee in the morning, but I'll only have organic. But then there are times when I won't have any coffee at all. So my question is what is just your opinion in itself on coffee?
Well, coffee, I do not consider a good food or a healthy food. It either has caffeine in it, and caffeine is a drug to the body, or it's decaffeinated and I have to put a lot of drugs in there to decaf chemicals. I do not recommend coffee under most circumstances orally. I think if somebody wants to use coffee and they put it in the other end for a detox of the liver, well, or the kidneys, well, let them go and do that. But I don't think it should be ingested orally, but I understand it's an addiction that many people have. I think people have to either through herbal teas or something wean themselves off this toxic, addictive drug known as caffeine. And I'll be honest with you. I thank you for calling in, and I'm so glad you did. But, you know, the scriptures do say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's a serious lack of knowledge if you're doing a juice fast but not giving up your coffee because it's organic, thinking it's okay. So I want you to just try to wean yourself off coffee. Now, again, if you're doing everything right with your diet, having one cup of coffee two or three times a week is not the worst thing you can do. Now, by no means is that an excuse or a free pass to think everybody it's okay. However, you'll do much better off in the long run if you give up the coffee and try to get
yes.
more caffeine out of your diet.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad that I called and got that because the Ruach has told me basically coffee's out, even if it is organic. And as far as the coffee enemas, I understand that it's really bad to do that unless it is organic. But moving on to the next question,
psoriasis. Okay, well, let me reply. I wouldn't say it's really bad unless it's not organic. I would say it's better to do organic in this situation.
Okay.
So, okay, what's your next question?
Psoriasis being a fungal infection and being in the family of cancer and being able to cure that with sodium bicarbonate, a tablespoon in purified water every single night before you go to bed, or and or painting iodine on the actual spot.
Well, there are places like the Kauffman Center in Atlanta and Hippocrates Health Institute that have advanced knowledge in some unorthodox or, you know, things to do to get better from these different things that traditional doctors would never even consider. You just mentioned two of the things that are not the normal way to heal certain things. But I don't think either one of those is necessary. I think I know people that have gotten better from psoriasis and other illnesses by just really changing their diet and their lifestyle and doing a colon cleanse and maybe a liver cleanse, and they would get better. Of course, you want to do what you got to do and keep doing something until you get better. If you keep doing the same thing, you know, and expect different results, that's the definition of insanity. So I would say those things might be good as later on resorts. But I would first try giving up something like coffee, which is one of the most acidic foods on the planet. If you gave that up, that definitely helped in healing psoriasis. So I would first consider giving something like that up before I would consider doing those other things.
Okay, and one of the actually a few other things, but I'll make them quick for you. What is some? Can you mention maybe the top 10 best foods to get your pH up?
Well, all alkalizing foods are opposite than acidic-forming foods. Basically, mucus-forming foods, foods that create mucus, are acidic. Alkalizing foods are the foods that are going to promote cleansing. So the leafy green vegetables, the foods with a lot of minerals in them, the sea vegetables are wonderful for this. Basically, our pH is always going to be where it should be. It's the problem is the body has to pull a lot of alkalizing minerals out of the bones to get where it needs to be if we're eating a high acidic diet. So the acidic foods we need to get rid of. And two of those things would be white vinegar and coffee, which are probably two of the most acidic foods on the planet. And when it comes to dairy products, we definitely need to stay away from store-bought traditional dairy from the store. Terrible as well. So those are three, and that's, of course, we got to be careful with. We got to know where they're coming from, another source. So those are three or four of the most important things. But really alkalizing the diet. And just because somebody's eating a raw food diet or eating a vegetarian diet doesn't mean they're eating an alkalizing diet, because many grains are acidic and so on. So stick to the alkalizing foods, and that will help get your pH balanced, and also it should help with your psoriasis.
Okay, last thing, bananas in the refrigerator.
Well, all food is better eaten at room temperature and as fresh as possible. However, bananas in the refrigerator or the freezer, you know, it could still be somewhat fresh. It's better than getting an unripe banana that most people buy because it's perfectly yellow or green and eating that. So I think the fresher the better. The sooner off the tree we eat it, the better. But certainly, if you've bought a case of bananas somewhere and you decide you want to freeze it or you want to put it in the fridge so it doesn't go bad, I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, in the ideal situation, we wouldn't be using a refrigerator. We'd pick everything off the tree when we needed it. So we got to make some differences and changes. And some foods hold up better frozen than others, such as bananas. However, you know, you gotta, you know, it's not the worst thing, but you still have to have some good fresh foods in your diet that are not coming out of a refrigerator or a box can container or something like that. But bananas in the refrigerator are not very bad, not bad at all.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I got the chance to talk to you.
Well, thank you for calling. Every Monday night you can reach us here, and I also answer questions on my show on that rawlifehealthshow.com. So thank you very much, and listen to the rest.
Yeah, that's how I found you. I'm excited about your Raw Life website. I'm very excited about that. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. Have a great night. Okay, everybody.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. We have another caller coming from the Chicago, Illinois area, which we're going to call back right now. And if you're listening in Chicago, Illinois, or somewhere in Illinois, pick up your phone right now. We're calling you back. Okay, that's Phone's ringing there. Let's see if they're still listening. And remember, if you call in and we're on the line, we'll call you back.
Hello?
Hello, this is Paul Nees from the Health Watchman giving you a call, returning your call. You're on the air. Who called?
This is Gwen.
Gwen, all right. Gwen is actually not in Chicago. Gwen is in Houston, the Texas area. And Gwen is a wonderful fan of the Raw Life Health Show and the Raw Food Diet, a wonderful raw food chef. And it's great to have her on the show. How you doing, Gwen?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Wonderful. You're listening now to a whole bunch of people on the air. And Gwen just has just exciting things going on. She just saw a great lecture with Jordan Rubin, author of The Maker's Diet. And Gwen, this is a first-time caller. So, Gwen, do you have any questions tonight pertaining to health or the Bible?
Yeah, Paul, I've got a couple questions for you. And yes, I did see Jordan talk last night in the Woodlands, and I got to meet him too. So awesome, awesome story. Incredible speaker. You know, anyone listening, if you haven't read his book, The Maker's Diet, that really helped change my life. I highly suggest that. So my question, Paul, is I've got a few. I hope that's okay. The first one's
wonderful.
About
it's,
the woman that just called
him.
She asked about coffee.
Yes.
In your opinion, is it better to have one or two cups of coffee a week or one or two kombuchas? Because I'm still struggling with giving up the kombucha.
Kombucha is traditionally it was an medicinal herbal drink that they used in different parts of Asia for a certain healing. The kombucha mushroom is where it gets its name from. And traditionally, it didn't taste good. And traditionally, they would use it 1 or 2 ounces at a time because it just was very medicinal, very strong. But today, the marketers have gotten a hold of it and made it into a flavored alcoholic beverage that tastes like a soda. And it tastes great. It's very refreshing. It has a little, very, very small amount of alcohol in it, very small. Not anything that's going to do a serious damage on a small scale, but still, it does have alcohol and it acidifies the body. The question when asked is kombucha, and by the way, most people think kombucha is healthier. There's nothing wrong with it, thanks to our wonderful marketers out there. So the question is, what is better, coffee or what is worse, the greater evil, coffee or kombucha?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're two different things. It's like comparing apples to bananas. So I think what everyone has an issue with today is discipline. And there should be, you know, it's a discipline issue. And there are some things we can do for discipline. A lot of times people ask me questions like you're asking or a whole bunch of different types of questions is how we can eat all raw or change certain things. And they're really not nutritional questions as much as they're discipline issues or discipline questions. To translate what you're saying, Gwen, and it's not you. This is just what most people think it's. It's I don't have enough discipline to give these things. I know that are ideal. So please help me find a reason to justify what I'm doing. And this is what a lot of people like to hear. And I could tell you there's a lot worse out there than kombucha and coffee. A lot worse things. I would say the worst.
Right.
I would say more dangerous than both. I would say if you have a choice between both, I would say try to get rid of coffee first because coffee is more addicting. Coffee is more addicting than kombucha, number one. And kombucha, they do have some that aren't as bad as the Synergy or the GT's kombucha that you would find in a health food store. They have several of them coming out now that they still have a little alcohol, but they're not as flavored and sweetened and artificially flavored. So I would say look for one of those more natural type of kombuchas and definitely coffee because the caffeine is so addicting. I would try to get rid of that first. And E3 Live, which is a liquid algae, is not caffeine in it, but it gives the body a jolt of, I don't want to say stimulation, but a jolt of energy. And I know people, it's helped them get off coffee by drinking the E3 Live. It's similar to wheatgrass, but it doesn't taste great. Now, if you're a person out there that likes the flavor of coffee, it's not the caffeine, it's just the flavor. There's things that I have a roasted barley grain on my website, which is a coffee substitute. And there are other substitute drinks out there. So, Gwen, did that give you some answer, or did that confuse you more?
No, that was great, Paul, and I do appreciate you talking about discipline. I'm just reading a book now by John Maxwell about that, about motivation and discipline, and how it's easy to get motivated, but it's a discipline. You kind of spoke to my heart there, because that's what it's coming down to, is just discipline and not buying the kombucha. I mean, it comes down to a choice and following through with it. So I appreciate that answer. And another question I have is about, I'm trying to adhere by the daylight diet. You know, I'm trying to stop eating by 5, 6 o'clock p.m. at the latest. But there's been a couple nights where my body literally wakes me up and I'm starving, like ravenous. And I've woken up at 1 or 2 in the morning because I'm hungry. And so it disrupts my sleep. I don't know if there's something that you would suggest, like, that is okay or better to easier to digest at night if you need a snack, like before you go to bed. It doesn't happen to me every night, but once in a while I will be really hungry before I go to bed, and it's like, well, I'm not going to eat because it's past 5 or 6 p.m. and then I wake up. So is there, can you maybe suggest
sure.
a couple snacks
well,
when you
well,
know
well for, great question, Gwen, great question. And first of all, the only major excuse I could think or reason that somebody should be eating late at night, other than, of course, people want to be social and they have difficulties fitting in, the only really good reason would be if somebody's pregnant or breastfeeding, or if somebody has type 1 diabetes or other certain issue. And that one's only temporarily, possibly. But for the most part, if you have to eat in the middle of the night, and if you follow the daylight diet and you read it and you understand it and you look at my videos, you'll have an easier time with it. No one was addicted to eating late at night more than I was, or eating unhealthy food more than I was. And again, it does come down to a discipline thing, because we say things like we're starving, but we're not really starving. Starving is, if I don't eat, I'm not waking up in the morning. It's more of a habit hunger. We're used to eating at a certain time, and we don't have the food. If we eat enough yeah. during the day, we don't want to eat at nighttime. You know, if we eat enough good food during the day, we don't want to eat at nighttime. But it takes the transition period, of like a detox period, of going through that until we can get to a place where we're used to just living on less food. But the food we are living on is more nutritious, so we're meeting our needs. For me, I mean, I could easily – it is a discipline issue. But if you have – I guess if you have to do something late at night, bust out the juicer and have a vegetable juice.
Okay.
A carrot, spinach, apple juice or something. That would be the least harmful. Liquids are okay in the evening on a daylight diet if it's not interfering with you getting up in the middle of the night and going to the bathroom, which means you're drinking too much or you're drinking too late. We shouldn't be getting up and going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Almond milk, if you're making it at home, that's something that you could have as a nightcap if you need something. But I would stick to the liquids or the blended food. I wouldn't eat anything whole, but if you felt you had to, a fruit that would digest very well might be the way to go. It does take an adjustment, because most people are just used to eating their biggest meal later in the day, and doing it the opposite way takes an adjustment, but it happens. Okay?
Okay. And do I have – thank you for that. And do I have time for one more?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. The previous caller, or maybe the person before that, was asking about pH and all that, and you mentioned vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is okay, though, right? Because I've been taking a shot of that pretty much every morning.
Yeah, apple cider vinegar has wonderful testimonials, and it's completely different than white vinegar. If a person feels it's helping them, I would use it medicinally, though, instead of using it as preventative. I would use it more medicinally to take care of an issue if somebody felt they were having one. As for preventative, I would look at the whole diet. If your diet is pretty much alkalizing, it's not bad to have some apple cider vinegar. But most people's diets are already acidic, and that's just going to make it even worse. So you got to look at the whole thing and see. And I would also, if you're doing it every morning, that's wonderful. But I would try maybe to go a week without it, and then give your body a chance to adjust so you don't get too used to it or immune to it, and also so you could see how much you really miss it, or see if you feel better actually without it, or worse, or however.
Okay.
All right. Gwen, please
Thanks
call back
so
on another Monday night. You're a great questions. And we have to convince Gwen, when she has time, to slow down to get her own website and get her own show, because she has a wealth of knowledge about raw foods, a raw food chef, and we'll make that happen. But Gwen, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Paul. And as soon as I get down to Florida, I am going to challenge you in a durian eating contest.
Folks, I don't overeat.
But I think I can beat you.
When there's durian in front of me, I overeat. And let me put it this way. I went to Singapore and I ate 8 durians in one sitting. So
how many?
You might want to reconsider that one.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. All right. Yes. Well, I hope to see you in Florida in a few weeks. I'll let you know.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful night, everybody. This is Paul Neeson, your Health Watchman. Now, we do have a call. Speaking of Florida, our next caller is from my neighborhood, actually, the 561 area code. I live in West Palm Beach, Florida. This next caller is from West Palm Beach, Florida. So I might know who this person is. So we're going to give them a call now. But I want to talk a little about discipline after this call, because there's something that I've had struggles with that I've overcome that I'm excited to talk about. So let's see who's calling me from the 561 area code. If you're listening in West Palm Beach, pick up right now, okay? Maybe somebody was just calling and they got the wrong number or something. We'll have to call them back. They don't even have an answer machine.
I have reached 561.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry we missed your call. And if you want to call in, anybody else listening right now, 405-293-3270. And if you were calling from the 561 area code, you can call us back. Okay, before you call the 618 number, Mark, I briefly want to talk about discipline. Something I struggled with for a long time was, you know what, I'm going to keep everyone in suspense. Let's go to the next call. Oh, we have a call. Look at that. Okay. Oh, we have several calls. All right. Okay. Hello, this is Paul Neeson, your Health Watchman. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, Paul. How you doing? This is Ron.
Ron, how you doing, man? Everybody, this is Ron. He's going to have to become the Ed McMahon of the Real Life Health Show. This is Ron. He's the sidekick who calls in every week with an update. Ron, we're going to have to start I might have to make the show longer to do this, but we're going to have to start a segment, like a 5-minute segment with updates with Ron. Ron's going to give us an update on everything that's going on out there that he wants me to talk about. This might become a 2-man show, folks. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Good, Ron. Ron, and how was your week?
Oh, it was pretty good, yeah. You know, back at work today and, you know, just trying to get things going for the week.
Great. Ron, can you think of anything better to be doing on a Monday night than listening to this show?
You know, I really can't, you know, and this is must hear radio, you know, this show, so...
You know, Ron once suggested something about maybe we aren't getting a lot of calls because it was Monday Night Football. I think it was you, Ron, that suggested that. Well, the last couple of weeks, the callers have been more than usual, and guess what's not on anymore? Monday Night Football.
Right. Yeah, one more.
So that's great. We got the Super Bowl coming up, of course, next Sunday with the Cleveland Browns and the San Francisco 49ers. But other than that, no more football. So, Ron, how you doing? Oh, we lost him. Oh, wow. Ron's a fan of the Chicago Bears, so he hung up, right? Ron, you're going to have to call back. Our wonderful producer, the donuts slipped out of his hand, and by accident, we lost you. We have several calls on the line, but Ron, call back real quick. Or do we want to call him back, Mark? We'll make it quick. Okay. Everybody, this is Paul Neeson, your Health Watchman. We got a whole bunch of people to call back. Thank you for listening in. 405-293-3270. We're calling Ron back right now, and then we're going to swing through a bunch.
We're not calling Ron back. This is the
6-minute. Oh, Ron, we're going to call you back after this call. We got to call you back, Ron. We'll be quick with everyone. Hello, this is Paul Neeson, your Health Watchman. Are you on the air? Who's calling?
Shalom, Paul.
Shalom, who's this? What's your name?
This is Danny from Metropolis, Illinois.
Danny from Metropolis, Illinois. Danny, how you doing tonight, okay?
Doing good.
Great. And what's your question?
Well, first I want to say congratulations on your new member of your family.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. What a blessing it is. Thank you.
I think my question is what you was going to talk about. You talking about discipline, something that you overcame when you changed your eating habits.
Yes.
And basically, a question. I seen your video on your stand on yoga, and I agree with you. But my question is, how do you stand on acupuncture and or hypnosis?
Okay, great questions, brother. Great questions. First, hypnosis, very, very, I think, against scripture. I think not healthy, not wise. Something that I've seen work. I've seen, I know pregnant women who actually hypnotize during birth to help them avoid the pain. But the spirit behind it, I do not believe it is worth the result it might get. I think you can get those same effects even more powerful through prayer. So I'm not a fan spiritually or physically as hypnosis being the wisest way to go.
That's the way I felt. I just wanted your opinion on it.
Great. And then the other thing, I have always wondered about acupuncture in terms of actually physically doing it because I had never done it. And I actually finally decided to get it done a couple of years ago just to see if it was valid or not, at least in the results it would give. I always had skepticism on it spiritually. But I went ahead and I did it, and the guy was a crock. The guy actually, he just the guy giving it wasn't authentic and real, and he was a shyster. So I can't say acupuncture doesn't work physically, at least with this guy it didn't, and he was a well-known acupuncturist. But for the most part, again, I don't think we need it. I won't physically. It can be used and it can be healthy, but we have to look at the idea behind it that's just spiritually not in line with biblical principles. So if somebody uses it, like some people say yoga, for example, they say, well, what's wrong with stretching? Well, nothing's wrong with stretching. Stretching is wonderful. But the system and the idea of yoga is another religion. So that's different. So somebody could actually be doing the same thing, but they're two different things. Now, stretching is not yoga is not stretching with prayer. It's a whole system or a whole religion. Well, the idea behind whether it's chiropractic, acupuncture, acupressure, or any of these things, the idea behind it is the energy flow of the body that's known as qi. It's an oriental, medicine idea that has roots in other types of spiritual beliefs behind it. That is not healthy or wise for believers. However, the physical idea of putting pressure on certain joints of the body to either see certain movements or get certain movements, long before acupuncture was popular in this country, if somebody took a little hammer, a doctor, and just tap it against the knee to see if the joints were working or the joints were moving, there's nothing wrong spiritually with that, and physically, that's one way to read the body system and read the body. So it can be used, okay, but most of the people doing it, I don't think are doing it that goes in line with scripture. Does that make sense?
Yep. See, I'm having a lot of trouble with like what you're going to talk about, I'm sure, about discipline, because I've fairly recently been diagnosed as type 2 diabetic. And they prescribed medicines and stuff. I said, well, I'm not going to take the medicines. I'm going to beat this thing naturally by changing the way I eat. Now, I've been eating biblically clean for years, but, everything with the kosher symbol is not necessarily healthy.
Exactly.
And
exactly. And that's
I changed a lot of the stuff I was eating, and my numbers dropped from the 200s down to the low 100s just by changing what I ate. But I keep going back to some of that stuff, and today my numbers was 276.
Yeah.
So I'm
it's
trying to find something.
Diet related, pretty
much
type 2 diabetes.
Would cleansing take that desire out?
Well, it could. I mean, again, it's a discipline issue, and cleansing could definitely help. But you're not looking for a quick fix. You're looking for why do you have these struggles? And it could be emotional, it could be a spiritual thing, or just a physical thing. You just like certain food. But if that's the case, you could just replace it with other food. So it can be, cleansing can help. I mean, I know cleansing can help many people break addictions. But in my book, Raw Life, I talk about habits and addictions and breaking them.
Is that the one with the red cover?
Yes, yes. Did you read that one?
I think I got it here. I know I placed an order on your website today, but I didn't order that one. I ordered some other books.
Okay, yeah, but that will help. And basically, we will keep you in our prayers, brother. And, call back as time goes on. Ron was one of our calls that called when the show first started, and he had some issues through discipline. And being a faithful listener, he got over that. But, you know, it's a struggle out there, brother, but you can do it. You can overcome it. I'm here to help you every Monday night. Call in and we'll get through this. Okay.
Yeah. I met the Ron up in Chicago when you were speaking up there.
Great.
I finally put
great,
a face with the voice.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Yeah. Well, Ron, we got to call Ron back right now and, time is running out, Danny. Thank you so much, brother, for calling tonight. And please call back again next week and give us an update, okay?
Will do. Be blessed.
Thank you. Shalom, brother. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, everybody. We have a unique situation here because we always get a lot of calls, but now we have a lot of people to call back. So I talk fast enough the way it is, but now we're going to pump this up and talk even faster. By the way, I'm going to be a special guest on a show coming up in on Saturday evening. I think they're going to keep me up late Saturday evening at 10 p.m. My friend Hope has a show here on Messianic Lamb Radio, and I'm going to be the special guest. You can check that out Saturday at 10 p.m. Now let's call Ron back real quick, and then we'll get to these other four callers, and we'll roll through these. And we got to be off by 9:30, I believe, for another show, but we'll get off by 9 because I got to get to bed. So we're rolling through them here. Pick up your phone.
Yep. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Ron. How you doing? Sorry about that, man. The phone lines are just smoking here tonight. It's a wonderful thing because nobody's watching football. They're listening to me. Ron, listen, ask me your questions real quick because we got a ton of people to call back and very short amount of time to do it.
Okay. Well, it's about spirulina.
Yes.
What do you know about that? I heard it was kind of toxic.
No, spirulina, if you're getting it from a safe source, organic source, a well-known source, and I have some good source on my website, it's a good source of minerals. It's like an algae. It is an algae. It's a good source of minerals, and physically, it's a wonderful food, wonderful supplement, whether it's liquid or whether it's powdered. It's wonderful, and I highly recommend you and people take it. However, the only caution is, or the question is, from a spiritual standpoint, is it kosher? And that's a whole other topic, a whole other question for another time. I think it's okay currently to take it unless somebody's convicted not to. So there's that answer to that. And so definitely go and get it, Ron, and check it out. I think you'll like it, okay?
Now, you said on your website that from a good source?
Yes, yes. Rawlife.com, we have it.
Okay. Okay, I'll check it out. Okay, and one more thing.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, aflatoxins with that. Would you recommend people just stay away from that?
I'd stay away from peanuts in general. I think you could use almond butter or walnut butter or other some type of nut butter. Peanuts are actually not nuts. They're legumes. They're hard to digest. Many people have allergies to them, and I wouldn't recommend peanut butter. I would stick to the almond butter or the tahini, which is a sesame seed butter, instead. Okay.
Yeah. I was using the almond butter, but you know, my son just loves peanut butter. I'm trying to get him off of it. So this is just another reason I'm trying to let my wife know about that. So
yeah. Well, I do sell raw jungle peanuts on my website, and you can make your own peanut butter with that if need be.
Okay. All right, Paul. Have a good show. I'll be listening.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you very much. Okay. That's one caller down. We're rolling through the calls. This is Paul Neeson with the Raw Life Health Show, giving you calls tonight here, answering your calls. We're calling back another person right now. Hello, this is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. We're calling you back. Who's calling?
How you doing? It's Andrew.
Andrew, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. We got a whole bunch of Florida people calling it tonight.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful. Like a few
right
weeks
in my backyard. That's great. I'm in West Palm Beach, brother.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Oh, great.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, so, I am on the air. How you doing?
Very good. What's your question tonight?
My question is, I was reading a lot about vitamin K2 deficiencies in vegans, and I was wondering, what do you have to say about that, or where do you get the vitamin K2 from?
In leafy green vegetables or greens in general. Somebody mentioned...
But that's not vitamin K, vitamin K2.
Vitamin K2. You got me. I mean, I know vitamin K. Vitamin K2, good one. Check Google out. That's the best place. But I could tell you from my experience, where did you read that vegans are deficient in it?
There was people who were debunking the China study were saying that, and then I've just been doing some research online, and I came across that.
Okay, I'll have to look into that and get you your answer next week. How's that sound?
Okay, I appreciate that. And one other quick question. I finished your book, The Daylight Diet, and I've noticed I stopped eating at nighttime, but it's only been 3 days. But I seem to be very thirsty at night. Do you find that it's equally important to not drink water?
No, you can drink water. You could drink water or even juice at night or even herbal teas. However, make sure if you have herbal tea, it's not caffeinated. But here's the key. If you're getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom to urinate, it means you're either drinking too much or too late.
Okay, yeah, because I get up actually a lot to go to the bathroom, and I notice I still wake up rather tired, you know. But I've only been doing this
for a few days. Everyone's going to wake up tired because you're waking up and in the middle of the night. So
it's either
drinking too much or too late. So each person has to decide how much they could drink before going to sleep to know if that's good enough for them, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll get to your answer next week with the K2, and have a great week. All right, everybody. We got another call from Florida. What's up, Florida and Illinois tonight? It's like the Florida-Illinois night. That's great. Okay, the next call is from Tampa, Tampa Bay, Florida. We're going to get this caller, and I believe this caller called before. And the phone's ringing right now. Pick it up. Hello, Okay. Well, they went to sleep. Look at that. All right, if you're listening in Tampa, you can call back. We got Tampa and West Palm Beach. They tried to crank call me, but they didn't get me. Okay, thank you, Tampa. You know, something that hasn't happened yet on this show, okay, we can stop ringing that. Thank you, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, the next one, okay. All right, we're calling somebody else back again.
Rick here. Hey, there, Paul.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rick.
Rick, where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. What a surprise. It's the Florida-Illinois night. How you doing, Rick? Do you have a question for us?
I do. I'm wondering how... let me turn off that speaker. I'm hearing myself coming through. You are 100% raw, is that right? Except for the Passover feast where you have some
correct.
Lamb?
Correct.
Okay. I would be curious... what's your nervous system test like? I'm actually a chiropractor. I heard you talking about an acupuncturist earlier, and I'm sorry to hear that that you found him to be a bit of a flake there. We see people improve through chiropractic care, but I've never actually adjusted anyone who is 100% raw. And I've just now started testing with a piece of equipment, a diagnostic equipment, that helped me assess the nervous system. I can get heart rate variability. I get an EEG on them. I get skin conductance, their blood volume and pulse. We get their breathing patterns. Anyway, so we're testing the overall nervous system, especially through the sympathetics. And I would be curious to see how a 100% raw foodist would test on that sort of thing. I know for myself, I'm not 100% raw, but when I have done the all raw thing, I do find that after about 45 days, I start to get really clear thinking. I can get very focused. I really only need about 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So I guess the best question is, Have you visited a chiropractor?
Yes, I have, and many of my friends are chiropractors, and I've been to chiropractors. And again, chiropractic medicine, the idea behind it initially was not didn't line up with the scriptures, but it can be used in a very healing way, and I would definitely consider it as one of the methods people use if they're dealing with a challenge. Now, I've went to chiropractors, and this test you're taking, if you email it to me, I can go to my current chiropractor and actually have him give me the test if it's available to him, and I'll get you those results. But here's the thing I want you and everyone listening to understand. Just because somebody's on a 100% raw food diet doesn't mean they're going to have the same test results. So you could, just like cooked food, you know, if everyone's eating McDonald's, you know, people could have a variable different amount of things or different health. There's so much more than just food that will determine their outcome. So you can give 10 different 100% raw food as this particular test, and every one of them could come out different. So it's just as unique. It's I understand you haven't had anyone. And so the next time I come to Illinois, if you want to hook up, I'll take this test. But again, that doesn't really speak for what I'm doing for all raw foodists out there, because, again, it's a unique situation based on many other variables other than just diet.
Yeah, I hear you. I want to be clear, though, as far as chiropractic goes, we don't refer to it as chiropractic medicine, because most of us don't like the idea of medication except in cases of emergency. A lot of medication long-term generally aren't good for the body. But I agree with you in that people have health challenges. They really should look to their diet and to other forms of healing, like people find scripture, and a lot of people find meditation to be something helpful. But I'm glad to hear the information you gave me about your use of chiropractor. I wasn't certain if a raw foodist is outside that, but that's I would.
Well, to be honest, I have a lot of friends.
I would try to find you and see if we can get you hooked up to that machine.
Okay, just email me through my website. Again, I do know a lot of friends. Actually, some of them are 100% raw food teachers, and they're chiropractors. And so, you know, a lot of chiropractic and raw food, they go hand in hand to a certain degree. Now, me particularly, I haven't been, and I am not a person that uses a chiropractor on a regular basis. And I think it's a great healing thing. I remember when I was younger, I needed one for something. But I don't have an issue if people decide they want to use it. As of now, that's how I feel. But I also, you know, think people really need to pray about wherever they go, a medical attention before they go. And I think our Creator will reveal the answer to them. So definitely hook up with me through my website. When I come out there, we'll try to do the test. I'll be out there in the summer, okay?
Yes, and for the caller that was having trouble with addictions, sometimes the adjustment can help break that pattern, and that can be something that might be of use to that person. But anyway, thanks, Paul, for your time.
Thank you very much for calling, buddy. Thank you. Well, everybody, we had another call to call back now, and we're going to the West Coast now, so we're going to call them back on the West Coast. If you're listening in a 707 area code, we're going to call you right now. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. And thank you to all my callers tonight for calling in, and a wonderful producer for staying up and helping us out.
Hello,
this is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. Thank you for calling. We're calling you back. You're on the air. Did you have a question?
Yes. I have a question about high blood pressure. I'm having a problem with stabilizing the blood pressure. And it hasn't been a long time. It's just been since I started menopause, and the pressure is uncontrollable. I have medicines, but I'm not tolerating the medicines. And I was wondering if you had suggestions. I've been vegan, and I'm trying to switch to raw now, and I don't know, like, the exact foods or anything that lowers the pressure. I started juicing. I'm using, like, the three celery stalks and stuff like that. But I was looking for suggestions that you might have in reference to that.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling, and thank you for your question. I don't know what your diet is currently like. I know you said you said you are a vegan, or you tried vegan?
I've been vegan since 2007.
Okay. And do you have a lot of stress in your life?
There's stress, but I don't feel stress, but it seems like there's stress in the body for some reason.
Well, just because we don't feel it doesn't mean we're not experiencing it. How's your sleeping pattern like? How many hours sleep do you get every night?
About 8.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Sometimes 6 because I get up for the bathroom.
Okay. Well, I don't know exactly what your diet is like or your lifestyle, but I can tell you high blood pressure is related to diet and lifestyle issues. And
okay.
It sounds like an answer I'm giving a lot of people, but I'm sure if I sat down with you, because I've done it so much, or somebody who does this from a natural standpoint, can help pinpoint the problem. There are certain herbs that'll help lower the blood pressure, but that's the same idea of taking medicine or drugs to lower it. It might be less harmful to do the herbs, but again, that's not the thinking we want. We want to eliminate what's causing the problem, not look for a food or an herb or a drug to just
okay.
take care of the problem.
Okay.
All right. So, so what I suggest is... doing some cleansing. I suggest doing the raw food diet according to the Hippocrates Health Institute and the Ann Wigmore way of doing it, because there's many different ways of doing it, but not all of them are correct.
Okay.
And that's what I would suggest to start off with. I don't know if you've read my book, The Daylight Diet, but that'll definitely help. Remember, you don't have to eat a lot, and a lot of people overeat even on a raw food diet, and that definitely creates some issues, but we can't get specifically into your cure because I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I could tell you lifestyle is often related to it, lack of sleep, lack of exercise, and just stress in general. And remember, just because we don't feel it doesn't mean we're not experiencing it. A lot of us have a lot of stress, but we get immune to it, but it's still there, and this creates high blood pressure being one of the common things. Also, on a raw food diet, it can be a lot of salt in your diet. That can be an issue. There can be so many things, and I can go on and on, but I hope this helped you a little, and if you want to, I do consultations also. I could refer you to others that do, but there's people out there in the 707 area code. I think you're in the Northern California area, right?
Right.
Yeah, Rick Dina is a doctor, Dr. Rick Dina. He's out there, and he's somebody I would do a consult with out there. If you email me, I can get you his number, Rick and Dana Dina, and they're really good, and I'm sure they could help you. They're chiropractors, as a matter of fact, but they know a lot about the raw diet. They've been doing it for a very long time, okay?
Oh, okay, I got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, and give us an update. Call back any Monday night, and thank you. So, everybody, thank you. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. Get to my website, Raw Life. If you're interested in any biblical topics, you can go to TorahLife.tv. And I'm also, you can find me on Facebook and all those other places and spaces, and you know the drill. So thank you for calling in, everybody. And I want to thank our wonderful producer for letting us be on. And I do answer questions via video on the Real Life Health Show for members every Friday. And I'm on Facebook all the time. Now, if you didn't get through tonight, or if you have a question that you wouldn't like the answer, email me through Facebook or through my website or under one of my videos on YouTube. And next week, I could read your answer out over the air. I thank you so much. I'm really excited for all the different calls we got tonight. Wonderful questions. And this is why I'm doing this on Monday nights, is to be here for you and answer your questions. I didn't just want to do a teaching. And you guys stepped up tonight and you brought the questions. And that's wonderful. I'll get you your answer on the vitamin K2 next week. And so I even got stumped a little. And, you know, it was just great. You know, something I haven't gotten yet. I mean, I want a lot of calls and I'm not looking forward to this next thing. Two things I haven't gotten was a crank call or a hate call. Now, I'm not looking forward to any of those two things, but we've done over 20 shows, I think, already. And for me to get through 20 shows without having either one of those, unless our producer weeded them out or something, but I just feel good about this because I think this is a good thing. And the fact that that hasn't happened makes me feel good about where we're at and what I'm doing. And look, folks, thank you for calling in tonight. And Monday night, next Monday night, 8 p.m., I'll be here Eastern time. And it's not the best time because it's at nighttime and I'd rather be sleeping now, which is the thing I was going to talk about discipline-wise. I always had a problem getting to sleep early, and now I get to sleep early, but now I have to stay up to be up late for your call. But that's all right. I don't mind, folks. And this is actually the 34th show we've actually done. And we've had over 500 people on the line tonight. So I'm so thankful football season is over. And if you're a football fan and you're going to look at this weekend's games, you know, my prediction is the Cleveland Browns are going to win the Super Bowl. And otherwise, everybody, if you're not a football fan, that's all right. You don't have to be. And until then, everybody, thank you for calling in and have a wonderful night. And, oh, yeah, if any of you are questioning if the Cleveland Browns are in the Super Bowl, they used to be the Cleveland Browns, but the owner moved them to Baltimore. And now Baltimore is the old Cleveland Browns. They're called the Baltimore Ravens. And then the Cleveland Browns got another team, just so nobody's confused or left hanging thinking I don't know about football. All right, everybody, this is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. Thanks for checking us out. And if you get a chance, Saturday night, I'll be on at 10 p.m. as a guest on the show with Hope. Until then, everybody, have a great night, and don't eat, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Thank you for joining Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson. You can contact Paul at his website, healthwatchman.com. Have a great day, and shalom, shalom.
Oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, let us learn Yahweh's ways. With Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world, oh yeah people, seek the truth.